Okay. I want to thank KD&K listeners for tuning in to another edition of Weight Off Your Shoulders. And in my studio, I've got Donnelly Humble from BioSynergy. And we're going to go over some things that she's involved in terms of helping people in the Roaring Fork Valley. And, you know, it can be anything from meditation, self-actualization, realization what's going on, being in the here and now. And Donnelly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
And, well, you're in my studio, captive audience. So what I want to do is I want to actually ask you, you know, what got you into where you are now? Where were you born, raised, you know, what kind of, you know, childhood experiences did you have that left a big impact on you that kind of like, in a sense, help you today reach to that inner core of our brains? I don't want to necessarily call it reptilian. I mean, maybe I have a reptilian core, but, you know, you folks out there are probably nice, warm, fuzzy people. I'm scaly.
Well, I was raised in Northern California, moved here in actually Eagle, Colorado. When I was going into high school, I was raised in what we would call a dysfunctional family. And that probably led me to finding alternatives for health and emotional health, spiritual health, and even patterns of thinking. And as I got older, I found myself unhealthy. And both my parents smoked. They both died very young. And so that kind of lit the fire for me to move forward in holistic health.
Okay, fantastic. And my parents smoked, but that's not what kind of like, in a sense, did them in. I read this weird thing, this Reader's Digest thing, the man who wrote his own obituary back in the 1960s. And I was kind of freaked out and got on my parents' case about their cigarette smoking. And, you know, read how people were picking up, I mean, this is so gross, cigarette butts off the sidewalk to smoke them. I mean, ooh, just disgusting. So, yeah, power of addiction is a big deal. I mean, and thinking that people do stuff like that. And so how does that fit in with where you are now in terms of helping people when you saw what your own parents did? I mean, what they did it to them. It was, you hate to say, it's a self-inflicted thing. My parents did some self-infliction of other sorts too, and unfortunately, one of them isn't here as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did that gird you and strengthen you, bolster you to be ready to take action to help people, lend a helping hand, lift them up out of their gloom or their, you know, miseration, I guess.
I actually was following in my parents' footsteps as a young adult and had children young. And so I remember wanting alternatives because I did not tolerate medication. And when I took the kids in to get, you know, a health issue taken care of, oftentimes they would just give a medicine without really knowing what the core issue was. That really bugged me because I wanted to know what was creating the symptoms. And so I let go of my history of not taking care of myself that I learned from my parents. And in a way, I'm grateful that I learned that, even though it was by them not taking care of themselves. So I moved forward into, you know, checking out alternatives, things my parents never would have imagined doing, like seeing a chiropractor or a homeopathic doctor or whatnot. And I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. And I got results. Plus, I didn't have side effects from medications.
Okay. So, yeah. So for the listening audience, some of the alternative things that one might be thinking of would include potentially things like, you know, a naturopath, you know, a pathic doctor. I mean, you go back 30, 40 years and it's like, you know, I don't remember hearing too much about, you know, really about osteopaths, naturopaths, or chiropractic, you know, I guess, clinics, if you will. And you know, herbalists and, you know, things along those lines that are seen today as, well, you know, I just don't want to go into the big pharma and prescription world of interesting laboratory compounds that may or may not work, or but certainly provide profits for, you know, the big pharmacies out there. So when you went into something these different things, what other windows or portals were you able to see out of and say, wow, you know, I can open this up, go through these, and find things that can help me, which can then help me help others.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What are some of the other things that you found yourself, interfacing with?
Okay, so if I understand your question correctly, I would say I was led, because my own health was failing, even as a young, I wasn't even 40 years old, and I sought natural ways to heal my body. And my massage therapist at the time, I was living in northern Colorado, she told me about something called computerized bioenergetic testing. And something told me, go check it out. And I did. And I stayed with this practitioner for a year. And through that process, I felt healthier than I did in my 20s. She had helped me release toxicity that was blocking the homeostasis within my body. Then I found, as I 3 years later went to training to do the bioenergetic testing, that I was finding emotions and stress actually affecting the body at a cellular level, actually affecting the health of the body. And so I went back to school and learned about the emotional release techniques that I study. Added that to my approach, which became kind of a Band-Aid approach. We did the bioenergetic testing to clear physiological toxicity, and then we did the emotional release to clear the emotional toxicity. So I studied that and did that for a long time, but I found I wanted to get real results for my clients, and I was getting good results, but I wanted sustainable, life-changing results. So I went back to school on nutrition. And I also included something called, I call it the Higher Self-Care Series. And that includes holistic health, including the physiology of the body, the emotions, negative mind chatter, and eating for energy and eating mindfully. So fueling the body, getting rid of the toxins, getting rid of the emotional overwhelm and the negative mind chatter brings a person to what I call holistic health.
Okay. And so while I'm not always a big fan of the big pharmacies and some of the standard medical stuff and you know being done in this country or around the world, there is still a part or a faction of that group that is now taking a look at integrating some of the other alternative ways of looking at how to do a diagnosis and then come up with a prognosis and so those folks do a lot of good research. Some of it's funded by the people that want to find good things. I mean, if you were a tobacco institute doctor, you could find miraculously that tobacco appears to help lung cancer. They don't say it appears to help it grow, but, you know, but it appears to help lung cancer. And you know, I mean, I remember as a kid seeing cigarette commercials where, you know, you were told, oh, well, you know, these cigarettes are great. You know, my doctor smokes these kind. And then when it became cigarettes were kind of like a slight question for about 5 or 8 years. Then it seemed to go into the Dr. Graybaugh, pipe tobacco stuff. And so a lot of people did that at that time, think, well, that's probably a little safer. And then at the same time, these doctors have come up, you know, have shown that some of these psychological and emotional stresses produce large amounts of cortisol, which is frequently related to a flight or fight situation that has not been dealt with in a physical manner. So in other words, if you're out in the plains of Kansas and there was a wolf pack chasing you, saw a tree, you would be highly motivated to get to that tree. And as a result, that would probably, you know, you get huge amounts of cortisol from the stress and like, oh my God, I'm going to be eaten alive. And, you know, but if you start, if you ran immediately, so I'm going to get my butt up in that tree, no matter what, I'm living, then that cortisol level would actually not be as high because you would have metabolized a lot of the things that we would call, you know, adrenaline, which is really, you know, epinephrine. And so how did, so when you take a look at things like that and you're doing what you're doing, emotional release techniques and finding other, I guess, conduits or pathways, to this the holistic, you know, homeostasis, if you will, using your use your word on that. And, how are you finding these different pathways for people? Because it, I mean, there's, you know, 7.5 billion people in the world right now, and it's usually considered, however many people there are, is usually considered 1% of all the people who've ever lived. So that's where we are right now.
So how I would answer that, Ed, is that every person is unique and the answers are within. And I learned that by doing bioenergetic testing for thousands of people over 16 years now. Everybody, somebody can come in with the same exact symptoms and their body will ask for a different remedy, or it'll be a different toxin. Maybe it's a heavy metal or a chemical or a virus. And so the answers are within. And I learned that doing the bioenergetic testing, that our body knows exactly what it needs to heal itself. It's remarkable. And then when I learned to coach people to better health, I also was trained to access the inner knowing. The inner knowing is oftentimes blocked by emotional overwhelm or negative thinking. And when we remove that or move through that, what surfaces is the answers to what you need to do to bring better health. And sometimes that comes as an insight, something you wouldn't have thought of before, all of a sudden presents itself as you release the barriers of emotional overwhelm or negative mind chatter. Answers come up that are already there. It's fascinating.
Okay, now this is maybe a little odd to ask. I just have to, though. You know, when I read about how people take a look at, you know, things like intelligence and so forth, and freeing up and making yourself more relaxed about things instead of being constrained by the orthodoxies of and constraints of culture and environmental conditioning, religious upbringing, and maybe, you know, national upbringing. And just and stripping all those things away and getting back to the fundamental, you know, humanity, the species that we are as individuals within that, that it said that thinking like a child is the most brilliant way of thinking. Now, is that kind of like what you're doing? You're freeing yourself of all the layers of stuff that society says, Donna Lee, you're not supposed to think that way. Great. How dare you think that way?
Great question. I have a spiritual component to what I do, and my belief is that we are all perfect, whole, and complete just as we are. However, there are barriers to that, and by moving through the negative mind chatter, the emotional overwhelm, and the physiological issues that are surfacing in the body, we come back to that perfect peace that we are, just like an innocent child. We come back to that. It's fascinating to watch.
Okay, so now this is something for the audience that, you know, if you're listening there, hopefully, and you're actually just on the radio, I know there's some chatter in the background there. But if you're actually listening to the context here, so how would you guide someone? Well, let's just say just a normal person stressed out. Oh, my God, I've got, you know, 2.3 kids, white picket fence, a dog and a half a cat, and a parrot in a cage, and the cat's trying to get the bird. The bird's, you know, pecking away at the dog, and the dog wants to get the cat, and the kids are, you know, pulling the cat's tail or whacking the dog or whatever. And you've got work, and you've got a spouse, and you know, household, and bills to pay, And this person says, "Oh my God, Donnelly, I'm stressed out. I just can't handle anything. I'm gonna go crazy here. I'm not quite postal or anything, but you know, I mean, I could go off the deep end a little bit. How would you guide that? Take that person. You know, what kind of steps would you take in terms of diagnosing and figuring out how to come up with a really good path for them?" So this is for the audience. If you're listening, Donnelly's going to describe how she would take someone. And this would be just like a generic person coming in, not someone who's got some highly specific, you know, weird thing, you know, some illness you can only catch on some island in the Southern Pacific or something, you know.
Well, what we would do is start with the physiological issues. We would take them and find out what is coming up toxicity-wise in the body and help to clear that first, because we want to take care of physical issues right off the get-go. Then we would look at diet, nutrition, not just what you're eating, but how you're eating. We really focus on mindful eating, eating consciously, and people will lose weight just doing that. It's amazing. I'm a living example of that. And then we go into the emotions. What is surfacing? Many times we're carrying a big bag of unprocessed emotion, and it's heavy and it weights us down, and we become more stressed, more reactive. And we start releasing those, and that's done organically. We just meditate. And whatever surfaces is your body's roadmap to what needs to be processed. And we help you breathe into that energy of toxicity, emotional toxicity. And then you release it. It sloughs away permanently. So we've taken care of that layer. Then we look at the negative mind chatter. This is what creates health issues at times and even emotional overwhelm. And we dissect those thoughts to the point that you don't believe them anymore. Most of them are lies anyway. And then we reach a place of, I think, higher self-care through those processes.
Okay. Now, that's fantastic. So someone has a general idea of what is going on. And, you know, in a generic way. So there's different ways of reaching, you know, some kind of presentable or probable, you know, I guess, solution to some causation to some problem that person has. So I would actually want to take a second here and ask you, how do we reach Donnelly Humble?
I'm at BiosynergyBetterHealth.com. I actually have a free gift on the website this month. It's my gift to everyone. 6 steps to easy emotional release. Just click on that page and on the button, put in your email, and you'll receive a download of a 5-page beautifully done guide to release your own emotions. That's Biosynergy, BiosynergyBetterHealth.com. BetterHealth.com.
Okay, fantastic. And is there a phone number that people can just, I'm pretty crappy with the internet, you know, or I just refuse to do the digital thing, but I do use a phone.
Absolutely. I'm at 970-274-1680. That's 970-274-1680.
Okay. Well, we've got just a few minutes left. And is there anything that you would say that is incredibly special that differentiates you from what other, you know, because there are many other types of practitioners of alternative methods? What is it that makes your system effective?
I would say the bioenergetic testing is my magic bullet. Because without knowing the physiological issues or toxicities that are interfering, you're shooting in the dark.
Okay, so in other words, you would actually test, you would find out tests for like, say, okay, well, gee, Joe, looks like you've got a little extra cadmium in your system there, and that strontium in your bones is definitely doing you less than no good. And so you would check for stuff like that and then get that taken care of and cleared out. And then would you use like something like chelation therapy or something like that to get rid of that?
We do chelation. It's oral chelation, but whatever the body requires, it will tell us through this amazing device in the way of homeopathics and botanicals usually. Sometimes there's some supplementation also.
Okay. So what, how, now, are we, do we also mix in things like, you know, exercise and sleep, rest, and, you know, afternoon siestas, anything like that?
Actually, that's an awesome question, Ed. We also take care of life balance, and that includes fresh air, what you're eating, how you're sleeping, spirituality, life balance and relationships, finances, career, and mindset.
All right. Well, fantastic. Don, we're going to got some programming after this, but I'm going to get the music going here in a second. But is there anything that you could think of? I mean, I could ask some crazy questions, but that's because I'm crazy. But is there anything you could think of, any, like, maybe not Dr. Paul Ehrlich's magic bullet or anything, but is there anything you could think of that just one sage bit of advice for people?
I like this quote from A Course in Miracles. It's not our job to seek for love but and peace and health, but to seek for all the barriers within yourself that you're building against it.
Okay. And you know who did that quote, right?
A Course in Miracles.
Oh, A Course in Miracles.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who runs that, out of curiosity?
A Course in Miracles was channeled by Helen Schuckman in the 70s.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Donnelly. It's great to see you again. Great meeting you.
Thank you, Ed.
After this, we've got Pulse of the Planet, and we should be getting there pretty soon. And thank you, Katie and Kay listeners.
Whenever it rains, the water in clouds must first